time for this.
I'm ready.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Get the ball, Michael. Everybody get the out of the way.
Coach, just give me the ball.
Pass me the ball. Yeah.
Pass me the ball.
You're now listening to the Ball Hogs Podcast with Matt Craig and Kenneth Cohen.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Am I being pumped or something?
Shaq, we're on live.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl.
What's up to all the Ball Hogs out there? And welcome back for another edition of the Ball Hogs Podcast. You guys are getting spoiled out there because this is back-to-back days with Ball Hogs Podcast, throwing it back to the good old days when we first started. We're going every weekday, but it is Wednesday, Philosophical Wednesday, kind of a different take on that, I guess you could say. Today we're going over-unders in the NBA, and that's a very broad statement because it'll be over-unders about literally anything and everything, at least in my case, some of the ones I came up with. Ken, I'm sure you're in the same boat. That... News and notes from the NBA. We had some good ones. First of all, I will report we put up the poll on our Twitter account, and it was 6-3 in favor of the Warriors.
Yeah, I saw the Warriors made the cut, man.
So I guess the general public out there, at least the 9 of whom on the poll, agree with you. So
smart choices, ladies and gentlemen. Smart choices.
But then, you know, my results speak for themselves with some of the arguments that we had. Brandon Knight took another L, which was we had a tweet about. I thought he had passed the torch.
We thought it was done.
But he still has a little bit of that in him, you know, and he can't help it. Also, the LeBron face.
Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious.
One of the funniest NBA vines of the year, and it's up on our Twitter account, at @2BallHogs. Basically, Steph rips LeBron, and LeBron has that little pouty face. If you've ever watched LeBron, you know the pouty face that I'm talking about. but he makes it, and it's a perfect vine. So you can find that on our Twitter account. Last night, Thunder, I watched that game. They looked great. Kanter had 25. I can't help but think that Kanter could have 25 every game if he just made his layups. A lot of games, you just cannot make a layup. But last night, he looked real good on the glass and making layups. 25 points. Durant had, I don't know, Durant, Westbrook, and Kanter, I think, all had like 25.
Yeah, they could combine for something crazy.
And we killed the Nuggets, but the Nuggets are actually not as bad. Whenever we did the power rankings, I wish I'd put them a little bit higher.
Yeah.
They actually have some players, and I watched the Pacers game from a few nights ago, and they're pretty good. Yeah. They're not a playoff team, but I may put them, like, they're in the West, but toward the top of the non-playoff teams, maybe?
Yeah, thinking about the Pacers, Devin Booker went crazy for three.
Booker, how
six
about
for
that?
11, goodness.
Man, the Pacers are kind of in a skid.
Yeah, they
right
like
now.
Barely scraped by, man.
Yeah, but man, that was the first time Devin Booker's done anything
to
like
really
that.
To really show us, Devin Booker, we were kind of expecting a
the
marksman
only bright
from three.
Spot on the Suns team.
Yeah, no more Brandon Knight, man.
No more Brandon Knight, yeah, that's for sure. And Bledsoe down for the season, down for the count. One could say, but without further ado, this is almost like a casual Friday, almost. But
kind of, yeah.
It's
more
Wednesday,
relaxed.
And let's go ahead and get into some NBA over-unders.
Let's get to today's topic.
Welcome, everyone, to the official debate section of the Charter Review.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
You may laugh, you may cry, but this is definitely the most important topic in the NBA today.
I don't know how I forgot this, but the biggest news and notes that we could have possibly had, I saw you put this up on our Twitter account, on this day in history, 1892, the very first basketball game was played in Springfield, Massachusetts. Shout out to James Naismith.
James Naismith, man.
And James Naismith never would have foreseen an NBA. Even,
no,
you
yeah,
know,
I
even
don't think
the,
so.
The entire idea of an NBA. But on this day, 1892, basketball, the first basketball game was played. Shout out to Naismith because we all enjoy the game.
If I'm correct, it was created during the wintertime, which
the
is kind of crazy. Like you would think
it was a gym
maybe
class.
The summer, yeah, gym class. Yeah, so that was
early,
interesting to read about.
Last semester, I want to say maybe it was early December, I put up like the only recorded interview on radio of James Naismith. If you want to go back through the Ball Hogs history books, I put it somewhere on the Twitter account. I could look back and find it, but he did an interview in like the 40s, right before he died, actually, talking about the creation of basketball and stuff. It's pretty good, pretty good. But basically, yeah, he made it in gym class because his kids were killing each other. They were trying to play
football.
They were trying to play football, yeah. And they were just getting hurt, so he had to create a new game. And he said it was the first game, he didn't have fouls, and so it was just literally worse than football because they never stopped, and then you know, he created fouls, and I guess the rest is history. Definitely a very different game today. I don't think he ever would have foreseen the type of athletes.
I don't know if he would be a fan of the game because we dribble now. They didn't dribble back then. Right. Like it was, I don't know, man.
And just the type of athletes, man. I know his gym class didn't have guys that, you know.
Nowhere near that.
Like Jimmy Butler.
He couldn't imagine a dunk.
Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. Anyway, over-unders. There's really no criteria here.
Yeah.
It can be a team's win total, which is how most people think of over-unders, player average points, or it can be really anything funny. I have some funny ones for you. I'm interested to hear your opinion on some of these.
Gotcha.
But let's start with the most traditional one, and we brought it up toward the end of the show, and we did the Twitter poll about it. But let's do over-under wins right now for the Warriors. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you over, under, so-and-so, so-and-so. You'll give me a number, and then I will say over or under, and then we'll debate about it.
Gotcha. I'll give you a number of...
Start with the Warriors. We're going to do Warriors and Spurs. Total wins for this regular season, Warriors.
Man.
Keep in mind, the record is 72-10.
Yeah, 72-10. That's the gold standard. That's the hallmark right there. So, look, man, early on, I was big on they're going to get it. I'm a little slouched off now. I don't know if they'll get it. They'll get close.
What's the number?
I'm saying they're about 3 wins short.
69.
Yeah. So I go 69, and they'll take those 3 losses, and they'll be under, man.
I think I'm going to go under as well.
Go under?
I think I'm going to go under as well. Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to go under. It's almost smarter for them to try and back off a little bit and not push so hard. We've seen recently how they've been kind of tired, a little bit injured because they've been pushed so hard at the beginning when they had the streak. All right, the Spurs.
Man, and see, theirs was a little bit tougher for mine, but I have to say under. I mean, the consistency as far as you know how they're going to win, but I go under. I think they're going to be 5 or 6 games under. Not exactly sure, but 5 or 6 games under. They're going to finish
so
worse
set
than
a
the
number.
Worst.
This is how it works. Set it's a number, under, man.
Yeah, I mean.
You said 69 for the Warriors.
69, so 67. I'll say 66, man.
66.
I'll go 66 wins for the Spurs.
I'm going under on that one as well. They like to rest guys. They've been winning while resting guys.
Yeah, which is crazy. But
I still think, like, even last year, they screwed up. They rested their guys. They really could have gotten a 2 seed last year, and they screwed themselves. They ended up with a 6 or 7 seed because of the way the divisions work that has now been eliminated.
Which is good.
Where the Blazers got the 4 seed, even though they shouldn't have. But it was that crazy day in the NBA. Remember where the Spurs could have been 2 or 7?
And
no matter how it played out. And the way it worked out, they got 7, and they got... Or 6, and they got kind of screwed. They had to play the Clippers, and they got knocked down in an amazing series. But I think they'll do the same thing this year where they know they don't care about the regular season. So I'm going to go under on that one as well. All right, give me one.
All right, I got one for you. Steph Curry, he's leading the league in scoring right now. You think he continues? Think he stays up top? You think he slips for a little further down? I mean, he's leading. He's at about 30%. He's at 30 points.
Over under how many points he'll average at the end
of
the season?
Yeah, I think average. So you go.
I'll start with this. I think he wins the scoring crown.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, well, usually the scoring mark is like 29. That's usually about how you win.
You could slip in 28, 27.
I'm going to say 30.5. That's what I'm going to say. And I'll say he wins the scoring crown 30.5.
30.5, you say. You know, I'm over. I think he's definitely going to win the scoring title. Definitely think he's going to get that. I think he'll maybe get around like 32.
Think he's going to move it up?
I think he might move it up, yo. And the reason I say this is because you say maybe they slow it down. Maybe they go ahead and not put as much. And if they slow it down, that means they're going to take more losses. He's averaging 34 points
but
and a loss.
But he's the one that you want to slow down.
You're talking about they want to slow down Steph as far as...
Well, those guys and just not tax him as much.
I don't know, man. I think that you slow down and then you'll get into a situation where you'll have a close game. You don't want to slow down too much. Well, now you're really battling with San Antonio, the Clippers, as far as seeding. Yeah. So you still want to keep the intensity
up. At this point
in
the season, I think it'd be hard to move your points per game up a point and a half.
You think so?
You've got to be playing great.
I don't know, man.
He's already averaging 30 points a game.
The way Draymond Green is playing, and we had the discussion about making it so much easier for everybody right now. He's going to obviously make it easier for Steph. We haven't seen Steph come back fully from the...
You can take the over on that one. I feel good about
that. I
got to
go over, man.
I feel
really good about
that. All right. Over, under, how many rookies are better than Cameron Payne?
Oh, man.
Here's the funny thing. We had the 14th pick. We were the worst lottery pick, right? And I hated our pick. And I was doing some internship with Seth Davis. He covers the NBA draft. And I... He asked me who you want Thunder to get, and I was like naming all these guys: R.J. Hunter, Sam Decker, Devin Booker. I still would wish we had Devin Booker, but he wasn't available to us. And he was like, "No, it's gonna be Cameron Payne." And I was like, "Cameron Payne sucks." And I was like talking trash on him. He was like, "No, he was pretty good because he covers college basketball in the year at Murray State and loved Cameron Payne." And I was like, "No, no, no." And even throughout the first 25 games, 30 games of the season.
Still like, no.
He's the worst version of DJ Augustine. And then he broke out during the break. And now I think he's one of the I can't doubt the draft. We have the best draft history. We've gotten so lucky in that regard, the Oklahoma City Thunder. We always hit our draft picks. So how many rookies are better? Over, under, how many rookies are better than Cameron Payne?
Man, let's see. You start off with names. You have to go Porzingis. You go Karl Anthony Towns. So that's two right off top. I would personally take Justice Winslow more, but you look
at his
role, he has a bigger role. So Justice Winslow, that's three. Man, I wouldn't put Stanley Johnson.
Okafor, would you rather have Okafor?
Would I rather have Okafor, man? The size, yeah, let's say yes, I'd rather have Okafor.
Would you rather
that's
have
five.
Moutier?
Mm.
Would you rather have D'Angelo Russell?
Oh, no, give me Cameron Payne over Russell. I'll take Cameron Payne over D'Angelo Russell.
Here's the number two pick.
Yeah,
and we got
14th.
We are awesome at drafting. I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled as a fan.
I'll go with six. Let's see. Because
so
I'll take Moutier.
Porzingis, Towns, Okafor, Moutier,
Winslow.
Booker, and Winslow.
Yep.
So that's six. Okay. I think that's great. We have the 14th pick, and that puts us at number seven. I'm real happy right there. And I'm just happy
with what
Cameron Payne's doing for us. As you can tell, I'm a little excited.
Yeah, I see the...
I'm smiling right now.
From cheek to cheek.
Yeah,
man.
All right, give me one.
All right, so I got one around the rookie type of situation to Porzingis, man. He's given us, I tried to count, I want to say five vicious putbacks. I think about the two he got over the two defenders in L.A.
Three in the first week of the
season.
Yeah,
he got the one where he caught it on the other side of... How many more
putbacks,
vicious putbacks, not regular tip-in, but vicious putbacks you think we get from Porzingis, man?
Teams have either figured it out or it's kind of a luck thing how the ball bounces, but it definitely was hot at the beginning, and now maybe teams are boxing him out. The thing about it is he's like 7'2", and he plays on the wing, so he's slashing in. I will say I still think he gets four more in the course of the season.
Really?
I'm gonna set the number. You're probably gonna take under, I'm guessing.
I'm gonna go under, man. Like you said, I think teams are kind of figuring it out. That's why the last couple, like the one it's been, like he's been able to just slip off a box out, but they're like it's not him just slashing in. So I'm under, man.
I'm still real happy with Porzingis. I was wrong about rookies this year, I'll admit. We knew what Okafor was gonna be, we knew Towns was gonna be. I thought Russell was gonna be a disappointment, so I was right there.
Yeah.
But I was so wrong on Porzingis and Cameron Payne. I'll admit that one. All right. Over under, how much does Jeremy Lin pay for a haircut?
Oh man, price range. Okay, now this is my field right here, man.
However much he pays, he goes frequently because he's always changing it up.
Yeah,
and
it's always something different.
I forgot who it was, but he hit someone in the head with his gelled spike the other night. You saw that, right?
No, I didn't.
Somebody bent in it, and he has it all spiked up, but it's like real thick, like because it's so much gel. Mm-hmm. And he hit someone in the eye, and it messed up Jeremy Lin's hair. It was a funny moment. So over under, how much does he pay for a haircut?
So look, man, I from my experience, you pay about $15 for a good haircut.
Let's keep in mind,
a big city.
Black guys go for haircuts about once a week, right?
No, about once every 2 weeks.
Well,
once a week,
way more frequently than white guys.
Way more frequently, definitely.
All right.
So. Jeremy Lin, I'll say with the styles that he's getting and his stardom. I'll say he's paying about $18 a cut, man.
I say $18
a cut. Definitely over? You think he's paying more than that?
I would not be surprised if Jeremy Lin got a $50 haircut.
Get out of here, yo.
He's living in Charlotte, but like a celebrity, you just know he goes to some like celebrity barber or salon. he probably pays for like the hot towel treatment on his face.
I see people with that same haircut here on campus. I'm just telling you, paying that much, that is a problem. But you might be right, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron has a $50 to $100 haircut and he just gets it. Like,
what hair?
Paint some hair on. Although I'll say this, NBA barbers are definitely underappreciated because LeBron's barber has been on the record saying it's all real hair several times. So that man is loyal.
Yeah.
He is lying, but he is loyal. I'll give NBA barber some credit when it comes to that.
Man, I gotta stick with my $18, man. If he's paying more than $18 for those cuts.
He's not paying what you and I pay. I mean,
why isn't he? That doesn't make sense to me. Why would you go if you're going to get the same cut we're going to get? That's like Russell Westbrook going to some elite barber for his mohawks.
Yep.
My little brother has the exact same mohawk.
I bet he does, though. This is
stupidity,
just
this
is the life they live.
Okay.
How much money is he making? How much money are you making?
Why are you taking that charge?
That's a good point.
No way. But hey, I got you. I can see it.
You do it for the loyalty. Ask LeBron James.
Hey.
If he went to everyday barber,
they would clown him.
That man would not go on record saying that it's all real hair.
You're right.
Okay, you pay for that kind of loyalty.
I got one for you. Draymond Green, leading the league in triple doubles right now. How many does, and this is a two part one. Well, it's kind of a one part. How many do you think he ends up with? And do you think he beats out Magic Johnson, his fellow Spartan alumni, with 17?
I'll go one step farther. How many does he have? Do you know?
He has eight.
He has eight?
Yeah.
I'll go one step farther and say, so how many does Russ have?
Has five. He's only behind him by three.
I was going to say, I would almost go out on a limb and say that Russ could catch him.
I thought you would say that. That's why I steered away from
only
that.
Because I think he's had two in the last five games, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, Russ has had a couple recently because our team is kind of clicking, offensively at least.
It doesn't take much for Russ to get him.
Russ is up there.
They might not be as gaudy
as
Draymond's, but they'll definitely be triple double.
So that would be my bold prediction. And if I had to set over under, do you know what the record is?
The record is Oscar Robertson with 41.
He averaged a triple.
Yeah, and then next to that, you have 31 Will Chamberlain. I said Magic Johnson, he has 17.
So that's the number you're referencing. He's not going to break that.
You don't think he's going to break it?
No. We're over halfway of the season. Eight, he didn't need six more.
Yeah.
Or wait, no. Eight, he would need nine more. No chance.
Also,
I thought six because I was going to say 14. I'm going to say 13. My number is 13 on the season.
Your number is 13? Yeah, I was higher than what you thought. I'm under. I don't think he'll break Magic's, but I was a little higher. He's just in a groove right now.
Well, yeah.
If everything keeps falling, it makes no sense why he couldn't.
It's easy for him to get a triple-double the same way Russ, because when he kicks to a shooter, that shooter's making it.
And it's done. It's a
like
knockdown.
A layup. It's a layup.
So I had him at 15. Yeah. I'd say he'd get close.
Good number. Over under, how much money LeBron got paid for his lifetime Nike deal?
Oh, man. Okay.
I'll set references for those that don't know. A shady deal. No, it wasn't shady, but they didn't release how much money LeBron got for a lifetime deal with Nike, and Nike is going to launch what Jordan has had. An entire branch of Nike is Jordan, and it's a separate company. It's within the Nike family, but a separate company, Jordan. They're doing the same thing with LeBron James. MJ still makes tons of money off of that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't released how much money LeBron James got. Keep in mind for reference, if you want to reference this, James Harden just got 10 years.
How much was KD's?
216. Something like that.
Yeah. How much was KD's?
250.
250?
But it was 10 years. So that's
250, 10 years. So that's not much every year. Man, LeBron's was like I forgot the projections of what it was at first. But it was way under than what it actually was supposed to be, man. I mean, 250 for 10 years, it's a lifetime deal. I would have to go like 500 million.
Listen, this is crazy. This is crazy. It won't be paid in one time. It's not a one deal payment.
Yeah, it's a gradual thing as well.
And it may be in ownership shares of Nike, which is lucrative as well, you know?
So like how much he actually gets in his pocket. Let's look at it like that.
But I'm saying total value, because that would still work into a contract.
Gotcha.
Is like, we're not going to pay you $100 million, but we'll give you $100 million worth of Nike. It's like, okay, that'll pay over time. That'll grow. I am telling you right now, I would not be surprised if it was $1 billion.
A billion?
Because I'll tell you why. It, from now until the day LeBron James dies, how many $1 billion is he going to make for Nike?
A lot, man.
Well, a lot more than one.
A lot.
A lot more than one. Honestly, like a $1 billion investment in LeBron James right now is
a steal.
A smart investment. So I don't think I'm not. That's not my over under. Yeah,
my number. I'll say about 700, and like you said, the decline. Yeah. 700 million, that's, and it's going to decline because you're not going to play 50-year-old LeBron 700. Yeah,
true.
So.
It's definitely a sliding.
I'll say 700 million. I'll say that's what it's about. Man.
I wouldn't be surprised to go over. I'm taking over.
Oh man, yeah. That's so crazy.
That is crazy. Absolutely crazy. You got another one?
Yeah, another one I had was Luke Walton. All the praise he's been getting. How many teams do you think are offering him a contract?
Over under job offers next year.
Yeah, job offers next year.
Mm. Well, let's look at teams. Like, Brooklyn is going to need a coach.
Mm-hmm.
76ers just re-upped. Derek Fisher might be hot seat. The maybe Grizzlies definitely are going to be hot. I'd say...
The Suns might be a hot seat.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Hornacek is out of there.
I'm going to say there's 9 job vacancies, and I say he gets 6 job offers. Maybe 3 teams that say we want more experience, but... I'll say 6, which we'll never know this because they sometimes release it, but they
sometimes
almost never
they don't.
Say,
then yeah. They, yeah, we never know for sure.
Yeah, but it's good speculation.
6 is a good number, man. I would go with 4 just because I feel like maybe people might be a little under the weather about it.
So how about this? Luke Walton is the coach of the Nets next year.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? You know what I mean? The Nets are kind of a hopeless case, but like, do you think he's a really good coach that needs a chance, or a guy in a situation that he couldn't screw up?
I really, this is going to sound bad because you want me to take a side, and I really think it's a combination of the both, but I lean more towards he's in a great situation. Yep. I don't think he's this fantastic coach. I do believe he has some knowledge.
Yeah.
Definitely, but I think he's in this fantastic situation with the Warriors.
I just think
there's
only a handful of people. Like, I don't know.
Who could screw that up?
Yeah. That could screw up the situation. I was trying to think of some. Like maybe like someone that would try and take the reins, like a George Carl or a Vinny Del Negro. Someone that would make people mad.
Could potentially screw that up.
Yeah.
As much as I love him.
As soon as you start getting people quarreling with each other, which Tibbs would do, and we've said Tibbs is great for the opposite, for like a Nets or
team.
Like a broken situation that needs that discipline.
Mm-hmm.
He's better for that. But in a great situation like the Warriors, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
All right, over under the amount of points per game, the average points per game that the rookie of the year will score.
Man,
I'll read the current points per game of rookies.
It's Towns, right?
Jahlil Okafor, 17.5. Karl-Anthony Towns, 15.6.
Oh,
Porzingis, 14.0. Russell, 11.9. People would not have guessed that. Russell's actually 4th in scoring. Moutier, 10.7. Devin Booker, 8.7. He had 32 last night. He only averages 8.7. Then there's a couple. Oh, Stanley Johnson, 8.2.
Yeah.
But whatever. How many points will the rookie of the year score?
Yeah, I'm maxing out at 17. I think Jahlil's the situation where he's giving you all he can because he's in a situation where he can do that. There's no choice. He's
so
your
you
only
think
weapon.
Jahlil's, so here's the interesting discussion. Rookie of the year.
You think Jahlil comes out up top?
Right. Well, the last, I want to say, 4 years.
Scoring.
Is the scoring leader as a rookie has won rookie of the year, but is that going to be the case this year?
I don't think it'll be the case just because the way the league is really leaning analytics and you look at the PER.
Yeah.
It's leaning in Towns' way. I think Towns comes up with it. If Jahlil gets it, I'll be surprised because of how analytics are now. But I don't think he'll get it. I think Jahlil will get the scoring title as far as
rookie. How about
stuff,
this, though?
Sure.
If the Knicks make the playoffs and the Timberwolves don't, and the 76ers obviously are not, does that mean you have to give the Porzingis more consideration? Which this is a high probability, not probability, but possibility of happening. The Knicks are on the playoff cusp. Timberwolves probably not going to make it.
Yeah, I feel like you have to
do
it.
You make Porzingis then the rookie of the year.
If you're going to, I think he gets more consideration, but I don't know if he solely gets it because when he is a cornerstone for that franchise now, you know he's a building block. There's not much, you know, you have to work on. And
he's also leading rookies in rebounds per game.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that
shocked me.
So, I don't know.
They make the playoffs. He makes a stronger case, but I still think you give it to Towns. If Jahlil doesn't get it because he scores more than everybody. So,
8 rebounds per game, and Towns and Okafor don't really have an excuse. They're sinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I say no, he doesn't get it, whether the Knicks make it or not. If this was the same team last year.
It's Towns.
It's Towns.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got another one over under?
Another one that I did have. I've been waiting for this one, man.
All right.
The Kings. They're 17-23 right now. Now, this is not a battle on if they make the playoffs.
Okay. Because that's our argument. Yep, that has been our argument.
That has been our argument. Yep. But if they make the playoffs, let's say they do make the playoffs, what seed are they? What seed do you have Sacramento?
Well, so the argument is, I said, and stay two, that they will not make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty confident. I'm still confident with that. Mm-hmm. If they make the playoffs, it'll be 8. I mean, I don't know. Who is 8 right now? Do you have it up?
I actually have it up real quick. So let's go to the Western Conference, and we're going to look at it. So 8th are your Jazz. The Kings are...
I mean, I could see that.
2 games back.
Yeah, I have it here, too. Rockets are 22-21, 7th seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to beat the Rockets. They're not going to beat the Mavericks. I still don't even think they're going to beat the Grizzlies. So if they're in, they're 8. And it could be... It could realistically be them, Blazers, or Jazz, and they'd see it. That would be surprised. And whoever it is going to be is lambs to the slaughter of the Warriors in the first round.
It doesn't really matter, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say if they're in, no chance they're anything but the 8.
You think they're just the 8?
Yeah, I mean, sure, the Rockets, something could happen, or the Mavericks could realize, oh, hey, we're actually not that good, and they could maybe go down, but
yeah.
I don't. There's no way the 6th. You think they're gonna get a 6th? No, it's just not gonna happen.
I think they could sneak a 7th, man. I don't know if the Rockets situation is as stable as we would hope.
I'll tell you what,
so.
They're a bad matchup for the Thunder, and the Thunder are gonna be the 3 seed. And I went to the Kings Thunder game. They're not better than us by any means.
But it's a game of matchups.
But
you're
we
right, man.
Do not match up well with them at all. Boogie just kills us. And, I mean, Kanter obviously not gonna hold them, but even Steven Adams, he just struggles with the ability to step out and hit shots and go. So I hope that they don't
Boogie's
get 6.
2 years ago, you guys wouldn't have a problem with. Boogie now, yes.
The Thunder are going to be the 3 seed, and I'm a little bit concerned if they got to the 6, but no chance. They're 8.
Nah,
all right, over-under. You got to go over. You're just doubling down on that terrible bet. That's fine with me. I wish we actually had money.
I would never make it in Vegas, man.
I would just be fleecing you from money.
I would just be
season.
The drunk at the blackjack table. Come on, give me
so
another
true.
One.
All right, over under total number of trades at the trade deadline.
Oh man, this is a beautiful one. Okay,
so
let's say
2 years ago, I think there was only like 3 trades at the trade deadline, and then last year there was 0 trades until like 10 minutes before the trade deadline. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember this?
It was just a rapid.
No trades. And then the trade deadline hits, and all of a sudden they just start rolling in that they had happened, but they hadn't been reported yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like even 3 hours after the trade deadline, we were like, who is on what team? We like did not know Brandon Knight. What team is Brandon Knight on? We don't know.
Yeah, he moved twice. Bano moved around a little bit more.
Yeah, I think there was like maybe like 10... And that was a big year. Yeah. How many trades at this trade deadline?
Man, okay.
People say no big fish, and usually small fish don't get passed around for nothing. You know.
Yeah, I think the Lance one is a done deal. They have to move Lance.
And I say Aaron Gordon.
I'm coming back with that one. Right. I'm gonna second your
Jennings
Gordon move.
Jennings and Ryan Anderson maybe, but they could be in. They could be in one trade.
Exactly, Jennings. So. So not even players, but how many trades? Right. I want to say less, but it just seems like this is a 3 type of year. I'll go 3 moves. That's my max. We won't see any more than 3 moves.
I'm going to take the under because here's where I'm coming from. Every team has a ridiculous amount of cap space coming.
Mm-hmm.
They might just hold out. And I think they're just going to hold in the bad situations. They're just going to be bad. And then they're going to wait till this summer. I think this summer is going to be nuts. I think, with the free agency, and I just think there's going to be a lot of trades. I think this summer, once every team has max cap, teams are going to be trading, and it's going to be an awesome summer for the NBA.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I'm just telling you right. And next summer will be even crazier, probably, especially if everyone's saying Durant's going to sign the 1-year deal and enter free agency with Russ. Like, oh my, the anxiety is through the roof for me for the summer of 2017.
It's gonna be a scary one, man.
You have no idea. All right, you got one more.
I got one more.
One more.
Right,
one more.
It out,
one more. We have what time for one more?
Rudy Gobert. With all the
I love him.
Recent
he hasn't
Twitter
been playing
outbursts,
great, but
man.
I love him.
Yeah, but he's had the outburst early on in the year with Spain. He's had this recent outburst where they thought he was directing it at Whiteside. Yep. How many more outbursts do you think we get from Gobert?
Gobert. Here's what I want to see: one more big one, mm-hmm. because there's one other man. No. I want to see a three-way one with two guys who are awesome.
I know you're two.
Hassan Whiteside and Draymond Green.
Oh my goodness!
If the three of them
Twitter would break down.
That would be the greatest Twitter beef since Drake Meek Mill. Speaking of which, the Raptors don't play Meek Mill in the locker room anymore. Did you hear that?
I did see about that, which is crazy, man.
And another news note we forgot. Did you see the story about the Atlanta Hawks Uno games on the plane?
No.
They have very serious Uno games on the plane. They have like they keep track, and they have like several decks, and it's like very serious. Is it Kent Bazemore? No. Dennis Schroeder is the deck master.
I could see Schroeder.
And apparently he has them very nice condition. And everything like that. So I forgot those from the top of the show. Funny stuff happened in the NBA, but a Twitter beef between Draymond Green, Hassan Whiteside, and Rudy Gobert.
Who wins?
You have intercultural. You know, we have multinational.
Yeah.
we have everything. We have big man, small man. Oh, man. That would be the greatest thing ever. Even just Gobert-Whiteside, because it's like just two ginormous human beings.
Just
if they had beef.
Just, you know.
If they had beef, if they could ever play in the playoffs, which, you know, obviously would never happen. That, you know, it's Jazz and
be crazy. But, Jazz Miami. Yeah.
But those two squaring off, and if they had like beef, oh, that would be awesome. I still love Gobert. Out of the three of them, I love Gobert probably the most.
Love to see it, man.
That's all the time that we have. Follow us on Twitter at @2BallHogs for all this funny stuff 24/7. You don't have to just wait for one show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but please subscribe on iTunes by searching Ball State Sports Link. 4 shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the hottest and funniest takes on the NBA. Until Casual Friday, I'm Matt Craig alongside Kenneth Cohen. See you, Ball Hogs.
Check it out. It's my job that I stay on.